Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, We Will Be Shelter Poems for Survival, is a contemporary poetry anthology, edited by Andrea Gibson. Positioned at the intersection of literature and activism, the book gathers poems that confront social justice concerns such as queer identity, gender norms, violence, mental health, and political resistance. Its purpose is not only aesthetic but also practical. The collection links poetry to real-world engagement by pairing poems with brief notes about the writers and organizations, connected to the issues they raise. That structure makes the book distinct from a standard anthology, since it invites readers to move from reflection to action. The tone is raw, direct, and emotionally charged, but the curatorial design gives the book a clear civic function. It is aimed at readers who value poetry as a form of survival, witness, and social intervention, especially those interested in contemporary spoken word and activist writing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an anthology that uses poetry as social intervention. The central idea of We Will Be Shelter is that poetry can do more than express feeling. It can participate in social change. Andrea Gibson curates poems that address injustice directly, making the collection feel purposeful rather than merely representative. This is important because anthologies often group work by theme or style, but here the organizing principle is ethical and political urgency. The poems are selected to confront issues that affect lived experience, which gives the book coherence even though it includes multiple voices. Instead of treating activism as a separate layer added after the poetry, the anthology builds activism into its design. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want literature that is socially engaged without losing artistic force. The book therefore works as both a poetic collection and a statement about the role of art in public life. Secondly, a focus on identity, embodiment, and vulnerability. Many of the themes associated with the anthology revolve around identity and the body, including gender norms, queer experience, body shame, and the emotional consequences of marginalization. These subjects matter because they move the collection beyond broad social commentary into personal and embodied realities. The poems do not simply argue for inclusion in an abstract way. They show how power operates through language, shame, desire, fear, and self-definition. That makes the anthology particularly strong as a record of contemporary voices working through vulnerability. The editorial framing encourages readers to see identity not as a fixed category, but as a site of pressure, resistance, and self-making. This also helps explain the book's emotional intensity. The poems are often direct because the experiences they address are immediate and deeply personal. In that sense, the anthology treats personal truth as politically meaningful, which is one of its defining features. Thirdly, built-in resources that connect reading to action. A key feature of the book is its inclusion of brief author notes and references to organizations, projects, or causes related to the themes of individual poems. This gives the anthology a functional dimension that many poetry collections do not have. Readers are not left only with interpretation or emotional response. They are given pathways toward further learning and engagement. That design choice matters because it turns the collection into a bridge between literature and civic participation. It suggests that reading can lead to awareness, and awareness can lead to involvement. The structure also reflects a careful editorial logic. Each poem is framed as part of a wider community of practice rather than as an isolated artifact. For readers, this can deepen the impact of the poems because the social context is made visible. The result is a book that is not only about difficult issues, but also about how readers might respond to them responsibly. Fourthly, a raw spoken word sensibility in written form. The anthology reflects Andrea Gibson's reputation as a spoken word poet known for directness, intensity, and emotional clarity. Even on the page, the collection carries the energy of performance, writing concise, urgent, and unapologetic. This matters because it shapes how the poems are received. Rather than relying on formal distance or polished restraint, the writing often embraces candor and force, which can make the poems feel immediate and memorable. The style also matches the book's themes. Social justice, grief, desire, trauma, and survival are treated in a language that resists softening or decorum. For readers unfamiliar with spoken word traditions, the book can demonstrate how that mode translates into print without losing impact. For readers already drawn to that tradition, it confirms that poetry can be both artistically crafted and publicly engaged. The collection style is therefore not incidental. It is part of its argument about truth-telling. Lastly, survival compassion and collective witness. The subtitle Poems for Survival signals that the anthology is concerned with endurance as much as critique. Survival here should be understood broadly: emotional survival, political survival, and the survival of communities facing violence or erasure. The poems create a space of witness, where suffering is named rather than ignored, but they also insist on compassion and solidarity. This balance is crucial, because the book is not only a catalog of harm. It suggests that naming injury can be a step toward connection and resilience. That makes the anthology valuable for readers seeking literature that acknowledges pain without becoming defeated by it. The collected voices also reinforce a sense of communal experience, implying that survival is not solely individual. In this way, the book joins lyrical expression to collective responsibility. Its emotional effect comes from the combination of honesty, empathy, and the belief that language can help people endure and act together. In conclusion, We Will Be Shelter Poems for Survival should be read by readers who want contemporary poetry with clear social and political stakes, especially those interested in queer writing. Spoken word traditions, feminist and anti-violence themes, and literature as activism. It will also appeal to teachers, students, and general readers looking for a poetry collection that can support discussion about identity, justice, and civic responsibility. The main benefit of the book is that it does not separate aesthetic experience from social awareness. It offers strong poems, but it also frames them with context that encourages further engagement beyond the page. Compared with many poetry anthologies, its distinguishing feature is this built-in link between art and action. The poems are not only selected for quality and resonance, they are presented as part of a larger conversation about survival and change. That makes the anthology especially useful for readers who want a collection that is emotionally direct, politically conscious, and structurally designed to connect reading with real-world awareness. If you would like to support Andrea Gibson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.